Richard Koshner is a Santa Rosa immigration lawyer. His hopes are now with Congress, where a number of options are on the table. His preference would be to give the Dreamers and their families a clear path to citizenship. On Tuesday, his phone started ringing early.
A lot of people have factual questions, so we've been telling them the facts of the new orders. And when people say, what can be done about it, we're recommending that people join with organizations. We're recommending that they join the, for example, North Bay Immigrant Youth Union or Comité Vida or different organizations that will be fighting to make these better laws that we've just been talking about.
Ana Salgado's phone has also been busy. At the rally, she carries the U.S. and Mexican flags, waving proudly from a single pole.
I'm here because I'm a mother and I'm a woman. And I don't gonna let bad things happen to our kids, our dreamers. They are our future, and we must fight for this. They need us now, and I know if it was the opposite, they will be doing this too. So I have a big reason to be here. I have a dreamer, and I'm always gonna be there helping or supporting our dreamers.
Okay, what did you start to hear this morning after the Attorney General got on television and told about the ending of the DACA? Did you start to talk to friends at that point?
Since last night, I started receiving private messages, and I couldn't sleep last night. I cried a lot last night because I don't want to cry today because I want the dreamers to see me, that we are strong here to take care of them. And what I received this morning, it was a lot of phone calls and messages, as I say before, from dreamers, all saying that, what we gonna do? Can you help us? Can you find help for us? So I told them, don't freak out. We're here and we're gonna support you guys. And it's a lot of people who care about you guys.
Salgado has noticed a change in her community's attitudes since President Trump, who she calls 45, was inaugurated.
Since 45 got in power, we know how it is to live in fear. And we must not leave the fear to take over us. We must use it to fight for it.
Ana Salgado, mother of a dreamer, in Old Courthouse Square, Santa Rosa. At a demonstration Tuesday in support of young immigrants and against the immigration policies of the current administration. As of Tuesday, no new applications for DACA are being accepted. There's also an October 5th deadline for applying for renewal of DACA status and a further wind down of the program by March 5th, unless Congress acts or Trump revisits his edict ending DACA, as he tweeted he might. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.